So, Mrs. Miller, you've been an assistant to Gibson for quite some time. What's that been like, and how will that help you for a run as Precinct 2 Commissioner?
It is the most exciting job I've ever held. I've met individuals that I don't think I would have ordinarily met under different circumstances. It has prepared me. The experiences, the knowledge that I acquired, the training that I've attended over the last 22 years has prepared me for this moment now.
So what are some things that you specifically would like to bring to Precinct 2 as a candidate?
I'm running on wages and quality jobs as one of my points, one of my focus points in my platform. And that is because the median household income in the zip codes in my precinct are lower than any of the other zip codes in McLennan County. 76704 has a median household income of $19,384. That's lower than any other median household income in any other zip code. All of them are lower than the median household income for McLennan County as a whole, which is in the mid-40s. And so when I focus on 76704, when I focus on East Waco, it's not out of a bias as much as it's out of a call for equity. A discretionary program that the counties can offer is economic development. And it's crucial. Although it's discretionary, there are mandatory responsibilities on counties, and then there are discretionary responsibilities on counties. And economic development, although it falls as discretionary, is really crucial. Because if we can increase the wages that people make, if we can increase the incomes that people bring home, we'll increase the county's tax base.
What types of projects would these discretionary projects be for somebody who's not quite well-versed in, you know,
county government?
In county government, exactly.
I'm explaining to you mandatory and discretionary at the same time to give a difference. The counties are charged with constructing and operating jails, but the level and quality of the services that you put in those jails, meals, medical services, rehabilitation programs, educational programs, that's discretionary. Economic development, like I said, is discretionary, but recreational facilities, the roads and the bridges, those are mandatory. The judicial system funding, law enforcement funding, those are mandatory. The fire departments, libraries, those are discretionary.
And so has East Waco not had enough of that discretionary funding?
I think East Waco suffers from quality jobs and higher wages. In looking at the data that I'm studying, what would benefit that area would be for quality jobs to come into the area, such as Sherwin-Williams, which just moved from Industrial Parkway over to on the other side of 84, kind of close to Belmead on the outside of 84 going out. Those type of jobs, and also what affects that area. When people do obtain good jobs, quality jobs with higher wages and good benefit packages, they tend to move out of the area. So I think we need to take a focus at what will keep people who acquire good jobs to stay in the area. What are the problems that are causing people to want to move out? When you had the migration out to like the 76643 area, Hewitt, that was with the development of the Industrial Parkway. And so people move where there are going to be good jobs, where there's good housing, and where there are good schools. And so when you look in 76704, when you look in 76707, we need to create the same environment in those areas in order to keep people in those areas.